Hello, everyone. Welcome. And today is Monday, March 4th, 2024. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And I hope everyone's having a wonderful day and had a wonderful weekend. Hey, Frankie, Blood Ninja, and Brenda, welcome back. And as I said, I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. My day has been my morning has been a bit eventful. Hey, Jinju, welcome. Mr. Enigma, welcome back. And as always, whatever platform you're listening, be it live or on the replay, are always appreciate it, and thank you very, very much. And as always, I'm going to upload my outro song. Hey, Minnesota, welcome. I didn't see you pop in here. Welcome. Sweet Angel Bear, welcome. Okay, so let's get started. All right, so teenage girls loving older men. Is it puppy love, and how much are the girls at fault? Okay. All right, so I thought this would be an interesting topic, you know, with the Me Too movement. Just the way society is, period. But teenage girls loving older men. And teenagers, I'm saying 13 through 17. I would say 13 through 18, but 18, technically, you are considered an adult. You may not act like one, but you are considered, in the United States, you are considered an adult. Now, over in the UK, if 16 is the age of majority. So, you have, you know, okay, Mr. Enigma says, Solid, define teenage as in 18 or 19. No, I mean teenage as in 13 through 17, minors. I'm talking about minor teens. You have that teen who, you know, goes to school. You're that freshman, you know, in high school, and, you know, you get a crush on your math teacher. You know, your science teacher, you know, helps you after school or in class, they come over to give you additional help. Or you have that tutor. You have that tutor who may come over to give you help with math, language, whatever. And they're just helping you. They're not trying to hit on you or anything. They're just helping you. But that teenage girl, you know, she, you know, she's like, oh, Mr. Smith, he's just so nice. And, you know, he said that I looked nice today, or I had on a, you know, nice dress or something. And, you know, you start to get this crush. So I want to know, how much are girls at fault? You know, when you know, you have some girls that may go home and say, you know, there's this guy that I like, very evasive. They're not saying that this guy is an older guy. But again, it's just this one-sided love thing going on. It has nothing to do with the guy at all, but it's this one-sided love thing going on. And it gets to the point where these girls are overboard. I mean, they've lost it. They are just totally in love with Mr. Smith. And one day they may do something to that where Mr. Smith all of a sudden is aware of how this teenage girl, this minor, feels towards him. And he may, you know, say, you know, now so-and-so, you know, I'm glad you like me, but, you know, I'm your teacher, you're the student. And, you know, and teenage girls, you know, they can get a little bit hurt. Their feelings can't get hurt. Some girls may take it a little further. When I say take it a little further, like all of a sudden they want to get Mr. Smith in trouble because they didn't, you know, respond the way they wanted them to. Or if they find out that Mr. Smith is married or they have this girlfriend, all of a sudden, you know, they're upset with Mr. Smith. So I ask, how much are the girls at fault? Especially if the men have not done anything. Now, when you're 18, 19, and you fall in love with a girl falls in love with a 40-year-old man, some people may say that's gross. Some people say that's way too old, but she's an adult. There's nothing that you can do. You know, especially if that male responds the same way. So my question is, yes, you do have men who prey on young girls. Absolutely. Absolutely. But what do you do if young girls are preying on older men? What do you do? What do you do if all of a sudden your daughter's, you know, going to you know, your daughter is going to school and they're putting a little on some makeup. The way they dress changes a bit. Maybe the skirts get a little shorter, pants a little tighter. Or not even that. Maybe, you know, their dress just gets more sophisticated. And you ask them. But again, they're being evasive. So my question, I have another question. So if you have girls that are being evasive with their answers in terms of, you know, do you have a boyfriend that you like or blah, 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 and they're evasive, don't they know that what they're doing is wrong? That they have this crush on Mr. Smith as opposed to, you know, John, who's in their homeroom class? Don't they know that they're, you know, treading in water that they should not? So again, I ask, how much are the girls at fault? You know, I can flip that a little bit too. What about guys? You know, you have female teachers that prey on young boys. Lord knows, you know, we've had in the news where these teenage boys are getting these teachers with child, you know. Are the boys at fault? You know, this teacher is coming on to you, whatever. You know that you should not be messing around with this teacher. And you're 15 years old. But you do. Now, if you get caught, she's going to get in trouble anyway. But at the same time, should the boys know better? Hey, crazy. You know, should the boys know better? You know? Are we so quick to blame the adult when, and when I say that, you know, again, I say that if you're a male or female adult hitting on a minor, shame on you. That's wrong. You should go to jail. But at the same time, these children, these minors, know that what they're doing is wrong. This young boy is not going to go home and say, I just had sex with my English teacher. Your daughter's not going to come home and say, I just had, you know, sex with my math teacher. Or, like I said, let's say that the teacher is doesn't even know what is going on, but she's not going to go home and tell her parents that she has a crush on her math teacher. So that's why I say, how much are the girls at fault? How much are the boys at fault? How much are the minors? I guess I should have put it like that. How much are the minors at fault? Okay, Minnesota says girls are at fault. Okay, you guys are saying hi to each other. I've read a lot about this, and it's interesting because you have a lot of young girls who actually, when I say young, I'm talking about between the ages of 14 and 17, high school age, freshman through senior. And I'm stopping at 17 because 18 is technically the age where you're an adult. They prefer older men. And not because they want a sugar daddy or anything, because they think that boys their age are immature and they want to be around more mature people. Now, are they mature? No. And then you have young boys who get frustrated with girls their age because they want to go out with them or whatever, but the girls think that they're silly and they're immature. I mean, they have even interviewed teenage girls where they may be dating or friends with a boy their age. And then they meet the older brother who's a lot older, or they, you know, he's in college. Or they meet the father. All of a sudden they don't want to bother with this kid anymore. But boys don't seem to do that as much. So again, I ask, how much are teenage girls at fault? Okay, Brenda says, who's ever trying to push up with the intention of manipulative is at fault. Okay. Dang, GT, wish you could have started this show an hour earlier. Tonight I'm talking about a movie that goes over a similar scenario. It's Thriller called Crush. You know, I mean, you know, it's Carrie Ellis and Alicia Silverstone. I saw that. You know, so what do you do? Because, you know, you have, and again, I'm talking about girls here, because young girls tend to get their feelings hurt. You know, when they're in love, hey, shorty, when they're in love, you know, they want the feeling to come back to them. You know, I love you. I'm interested in you. How come you can't love me? You know, and girls can be spiteful. All of a sudden, Mr. Smith did something to me when, you know, he kept me after school when we were supposed to be working on math, but he was doing this. And more than likely, people are going to look at Mr. Smith sideways before they look at, you know, your daughter sideways. So is it something that parents need to sit down and tell their children, you know, what? And is it puppy love? You know, so I don't know. You know, I personally think that when you have young boys and young girls who are looking at their teachers or the guy next door or the lady across the street sideways, and you're a minor, especially if they're not looking at you the same way, there's a problem, not with the adult, but with the child. And again, if the adult is pushing up on you, then absolutely. They need to be reckoned with. Okay, Brenda says there's some nasty men out here that have no morals. There's also some fast girls out here. It depends on the scenario. Okay, but Brenda, okay, so let me ask this. There are some nasty men out here, and there are some nasty women out here too who go after these underage boys. But are the girls being fast if they, you know, if they want to be with their math teacher, their English teacher, you know, the guy next door, you know, the mailman, I don't know. Are they fast, or do they just, you know, don't want someone that their own age? Do they want to experiment? Okay, Shorty's saying yes. So you're saying that they, Shorty, are you saying that they don't want to be with anyone their own age, or they want to experiment?
Hey.
And you're 18. Again, Brina, I'm talking about minors between the ages of 13 and 17.
Listen.
I'm sorry. Shorty.
Them some fast, hot luck in the little girls. I had to blank out a lot of stuff because I wanted to say. But if you... You're supposed to be going to school to learn. Get your education. Do what you need to do and make something out yourself. You know what I mean? You ain't going to school just to hop on a ride and test the ride and see how far you can ride it. You know what I mean?
Okay, but can't you say the same thing about young boys who
yes,
get with these thing. With these teachers?
Yes. It's a vice versa thing. It ain't just one thing, because these little boys fast, hot in the tail, and they getting a little wet behind their ears, just for like females. You know, you supposed to be in school. Stop trying to stick your lollipop in everything, because everything ain't good for you. And you're going to catch that right one, you're going to start burning. It might fall off either way it go. I'm just saying.
Okay, so if you found out that your child had a crush on the math teacher. I'm talking about girls having a crush on men. Do you immediately get defensive with this male teacher? Do you go in to talk? Because what if the teacher doesn't even know that this girl has this crush? So do you take her out of his classroom? I mean, what do you do?
Oh, Lord. If that happens, the teacher should kind of know. You know, they know, but they're not. I don't know if they're going to look into it or whatever. But I think they know how kids act different when they're around that teacher. You know what I mean? They'll probably swing the hell. Hey, Mr. Cooper, how you doing? Look, and then they should know the differences in the change of the kids, because they'll probably get offensive to see another girl talking to her. What the fuck?
Well, Shorty, then, personally,
I'll talk to my kid. I will talk to my daughter and be like, look, you a little kid, stay in a kid's place. That's a grown man. You know, he probably got kids and a wife at home. So, you know, I'm not gonna sugarcoat nothing, you know what I mean?
I mean, Shorty, but, I understand that. And what Brina says, I mean, I thought my history teacher in high school was gorgeous.
Yeah, we all probably thought the teacher was cute, but
I'm not saying that. Yeah. But again, I'm not saying I have two scenarios here. The first one is the teacher is not acting on it. But, and I do believe that male teachers do know that when they get girls, they get crushes on them, whatever. But don't you think that's a lot of pressure on them? Because
it is.
If they say the wrong thing and they do the wrong thing, all of a sudden they become this pedophile and they haven't even done anything.
Right. That's true, because, you know, they can't help how God create them. You understand what I'm saying? It's an infatuation. It goes both ways. You understand what I'm saying? But they shouldn't act on it. You know what I mean?
But should the teacher, should Mr. Cooper, if your daughter has a crush and it's like, you know, it's like every day she's getting a little bit more aggressive, whatever. Should he ask that your daughter be switched to Mrs. Smith's room?
Yes. Yes, if he can't, yes. And if I find that out, you definitely gonna get switched. Yeah.
Okay. So can it get to the point where, let's say, five students were switched to Mrs. Smith and within the last year? Doesn't it look bad on Mr. Cooper that he can't handle his classroom?
That's true too. Yeah.
So the person who suffers is the teacher. And I'm not talking about the teacher who is trying to get with the student. I'm saying the teacher who is trying to run as far away as possible from the student. He just wants to teach.
Well, you might well go ahead and put some pimples on your face and then with some buck teeth in your mouth and come clad like that and hide all the beauty and the gorgeousness.
Okay. And Brina says, yeah, that would messed up. I guess the teacher should ask to be removed from teaching that student then. I mean, because I think, you know, especially now, we're in an environment where, I mean, all this stuff was not happening when I was in school. Like this. If it was, I didn't know. Okay. I was a straight up nerd anyway. So, I didn't know. You know, but I'm just saying that nowadays it's like, if if the student needs help, do you even want to keep that student after school to help? Do you want to say, okay, you know, you're free seventh period. I don't have a class. You know, come to my room and I'll help you figure out how to divide, you know, seven from whatever.
See, that's do you even want to
do that? Do you even want to help the student because you're afraid that the student or somebody may look, well, what's going on in Mr. Cooper's room?
Look, that's where we mess up at, because some students want to ask for help, but some of them do that slick stuff, be like, "Ooh, I'm going to get him to help me and do this and see if I can push up on him. Let me spray this. Go ahead and fix myself up in the bathroom a little, put a little lip gloss on. Mwah. See, it's they do a lot of seductive stuff like that, but which some students really do need help like that. You understand what I'm saying? But then you got these little fast little girls up here need to get slapped sometimes. Ruin it.
Okay, but again, I'm not helping you because I'm afraid of what
something might happen.
Somebody might say, and let's say this girl really needs help. I mean, in terms of her math, she really needs help. But at the same time, you know, while she needs help, she's also, you know, trying to seduce me. You know, do you say that you don't help them, and then the student goes home and says, you know, I asked Mr. Cooper to help me, and Mr. Cooper, okay,
look, Miss Smith. Miss Smith, can you do me a favor, please? Thank you. Come here. This my okay. student right here, you got her too. She need help with this. Can you help her? Instead of trying to avoid all of that.
Okay, so let me ask this. Do you think that most parents will think that my child would never try to hit on you? My child would never do that.
There's parents out there, no, they'll think something like that. Oh, my daughter's not in the wrong. My daughter's always right. She didn't do anything knowing she the one that started it and pursued it, and he couldn't resist no more, and he fall into the abyss out of nowhere.
Okay, let me ask this. You have a female teacher who is having sex with an underage boy. You have a male student who is having sex with an underage girl. Both minors are their students. Why does it seem like the female teacher is going to get the female teacher is going to get most of the angst as opposed to the male teacher?
See, this the thing with that part right there. That's crazy, because see, both of them should get the same, but then in one way, the female having the sex with her boy, but the boy getting props like, oh, snap. You banging that? Oh, how that is. You know, males get propped like that. You understand what I'm saying? But then on the other side of
I'm saying from the parents.
No,
it seems like that the parents would get upset more so that the female teacher is doing as opposed to the male. I mean, both people like get upset. I mean, you get upset at both of them, but it seems like that the female teacher seems to get more of the, you know, the hate than the male teacher.
The male, yeah. It shouldn't be like that, because you should get upset at both sides, because that's an underage student and you grown. Go take a ride on your same age. If you want to test drive a stallion, go ahead. Leave a little cheering along and let them grow up and hit puberty first. Yeah. Instead of that's what messes up these kids' minds. By them doing that, it messes them up. And that's
so do you think that there's something wrong with the guy or the girl? If the guy wants to date someone younger and the girl wants to date someone older.
Both of them got something wrong with them.
All right. And, you know, Brina says society is hypocritical in that sense. Men look like they're the man while the woman looks like she's just loose. Yes. You know, I went to high school with a girl who, when we were juniors, she started dating her sister's ex.
Oh, no.
So her sister was, her sister and my sister were the same age. So we were 3 grades apart. So 17, 18. Her sister would have been about 19. But the boy, the man, was like 27. Everyone knew she was dating this guy. They were very open. Her mother even knew. Her mother even knew. They got married. They are still married today. But, you know, I always question, you know, and when I see them or I think about them, I always kind of look at him sideways like, the sister was not only like 2.5 years older. You know, okay, you didn't like the sister, you know, but then you went to this girl that was in high school. So is it him or is it her?
It's probably both. I mean, solid. Dang it. It's probably both.
I don't know. I just think that, you know, but again, if we lived in the UK, 16 is the age of majority. When you're 16, you're considered grown. So are you going to look at a 16-year-old, you know, dating a 25-year-old if you're in the UK? Are you going to look at them sideways?
Wait, did you just say in where, who, 16 grown, well, who, what?
England. In the England. United Kingdom, yes. Uh-huh. England. Scotland,
grown?
All those places, anything that falls under the UK, at 16, they are considered an adult.
So they can go ahead and get them a job, get them a car.
Yes.
Oh God. Yeah. Lord, no Jesus.
Yeah. You know, but Shorty. Okay, so this is where I introduce where, you know, we're saying, oh my God. So you have, you know, Mrs. Jones having sex with your son that's, you know, that's 14, and everyone's upset. But yet you have Alabama and places like Mississippi that have laws where it's okay, that are on the books, where it's okay to marry a 10-year-old girl.
That, you know what? That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
Okay, so if let's say Mr. Cooper did, you know, he saw that, you know, Susie liked him. And he was like, oh, okay, so he and Susie start, you know, getting together. And then Susie's mom finds out you live in one of these states where they allow basically statutory rape. That's what it is. You're allowing that. So could my defense be, well, so if I were to ask Susie to marry me, am I okay? But since we're not married, all of a sudden I am raping a minor, but yet I can marry a 10-year-old girl.
Oh, Lord Jesus. I don't care where it's at. Alabama, Mississippi, Scotland, wherever they got them crazy laws at.
That's nasty.
That's like...
Okay, but again, can Mr. Cooper use that as a defense, saying if I were to marry... Okay, but doesn't he have a point? Like if I were to marry her, everything's fine. But since we're not married, all of a sudden I am raping her. But yet you're allowing, you know, a 40-year-old man to marry a 10-year-old girl. I'm just asking the question.
You have a point. You have a point, Solid. Don't get it twisted. You do have a point. Cause you know he got his little defense mechanism, but that's still sick.
Like it let is.
Let me catch one of mine. I swear they gonna die before they even get in.
I mean, when you have laws on the books, you know where. I'm getting political here, y'all. But I am trying to make a point where you have laws. Depending upon what state you're in, you have 10 and 11-year-old girls who are basically being forced to have babies, you know, from their attackers. But yet, you know, let's say, Susie gets pregnant by Mr. Cooper. It wasn't her attacker. They both had had mutual feelings towards each other. She got pregnant. Would that be so bad? You know, considering that, again, you're forcing this 10-year-old girl down the street to have a baby by someone that abused her because of this law. So, again, I'm just trying to make a point. I mean, isn't it hypocritical?
It is hypocritical because I will move from that state. I will not be in no state will have some crazy mess like that saying if you attracted to a kid that ain't even hit puberty yet, but then you up there taking that kid virginity and grooming them to do what you want and grow up like that. That's disgusting and that's sick. I will move from that. Oh, Lord.
But again, I say in court, can that be a defense? You know, why are you telling me that I did all this bad stuff to someone, you know, whatever, but yet again, the same state is, you know, making my neighbor's child have this baby and she was, you know, a victim of rape or whatever.
How's that supposed to work, Solid?
I mean, like, you're right. Seriously. That. I'm just saying because the laws are so messed up that to me, I think that anyone who has sex with a minor, y'all need to seriously go and get some therapy and, you know, you all need help. But at the same time, when we have laws that allow it,
them some sick mother efforts in that Congress to have that go down like that in the, they don't think about it. They'll say something like that. But if it comes out to their kid, somebody do that to their kid, oh, it's going to be a whole big problem. We need to change all of this. This need to go, and this need to be put in. You can't switch the table like that. You can't do it. They don't think about stuff like that. They don't care for other people cheering, but when it comes out to their kids, their grandkids, their nieces, their nephews, it's going to be a big problem.
You know what, Shorty? Unfortunately, I don't think they would care.
You think they won't care? You think they won't care?
They don't care. I mean, because it, you know, at any moment. I mean, when you have laws that condone one thing and then they allow something else. That's why I say if you are a teenage girl in love with an older man and that man, he reciprocates the feelings, or you have an older woman who reciprocates the feelings of this young boy and you all are doing whatever you all are doing and y'all get caught and all of a sudden, you have these two adults who are arrested, but again, I say, you're allowing, but yet the same place is allowing underage
all of them need to go to girls jail. That's what they need to do. All of them need to go to jail. All right. Y'all is some sick individuals, mother effers. I'm telling you.
And Crazy says, money and power, they don't care. Brina's like, right, you know, so
let me ask you a question, right? What happens, God forbid, what happens if when your son was like around that age and one of them half-assed teachers want to sit up there and is attracted to your son, what would you do?
Oh, I would beat her ass.
Thank you. Right in the teacher's right there.
You know, I mean, it's like, you know, excuse me, this is a child.
And if you go to jail and you put this in the court, what would you think happened to you? Would you get set free or they'll condone that?
I would say that they would not set me free, but they wouldn't set me free because I would have beat her ass so much that, excuse my French,
I put her ass in a coma. I feel you.
I mean, you know, I don't understand how people are attracted to to young. I don't understand the I know it's a sickness, but I don't understand the attraction that adults have with young people. I don't get it.
You know what it is? Because you know they be talking. You know how kids be talking in there. Oh, yeah, I did it like this. I bow down and da 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 da. And they probably be like, ooh, I wonder if I can get him and try to, you know what I mean? I wonder if I can, he'll do me the same way. I'm tired of these older men. They ain't doing me right. Let me go and get me a little young thing so I can, you know what I mean? I'll do this.
I'm just saying the whole thing with. Okay, let me ask this, and there some people may, I'm throwing this out here, y'all. I'm playing both sides here, so don't jump on me. Whatever. So, all right. So okay, Crazy's like, what was she about to say? All right, so. What is there a difference between a pedophile and, let's say, Mr. Cooper, who happened to get with his student, and or Mrs. Smith, who happened to get with her student? Is there a difference between a pedophile and Mrs. Smith and Mr. Cooper?
Hell no, they all still the same because they doing the same thing. It ain't no difference because she's a female, he's a male. That ain't no difference.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that we consider society can okay. To me, a pedophile is someone who, you know, you have this fixation with young people. You know, you want to consistently just have sex with these young people. Like you have men who are fixated on 3-year-old girls and you know, whatever. That's what I'm talking about, as opposed to Mr. Cooper and Mrs. Smith, who are just getting and having sex with their students. Is there a difference?
Oh.
Okay, so you're saying they so Crazy, you actually put it better. Is there a difference between a sex offender and a pedophile?
To me, no. To me, it's the same thing, because you still messing with young kids. That's not in your legal bracket. You understand what I'm saying? Get in your bracket lane. Don't step down into the Lord, you know. Let them develop. They catching them while they're young so they can groom them up to what they want to be. You shouldn't be doing that.
Oh, okay, so GP says illegal is illegal. So is it wrong to say that one is worse than the other, or both of them are bad?
Both of them bad. Is no comparison around that. Both of them is bad.
Okay, so if your 16-year-old daughter moved to the UK, where at 16 she's an adult. And she's fooling around with Mr. Cooper over in the UK. Only thing you can pretty much do is be pissed, because there's nothing that you can do to him, nothing you can do to her.
That's true. But see, that's still my child. So I can go over there and whoop her ass if I want to, because it's still my child.
So you go over to the UK whooping your daughter's behind, and you know, next thing you know, what if she calls the police on you?
I don't give a damn if she I wish she would. I wish she would call a po-po's on me, because by the time I'm done with her, I will be going to jail after I'm done with both of them. How about that? I give you something to call the popos for.
Okay. Let's say your daughter has a crush on Mr. Cooper. Oh God. She is she's 16. I'm saying 16 because 16 is that middle, you know, you're not 18, you're not 14 anymore. You know, you're 16.
Oh, she ain't helping me none at all because she's gonna be a teen soon coming up.
I mean, I'm okay, hold on. Now listen. So she has this crush on Mr. Cooper. Mm-hmm. She does not act on it. I mean, she's not trying to, you know, she's not batting her eyes or anything. She just has this secret crush. And he knows that she has a crush, but again, he's being the teacher. He's trying to be the professional. All right, you find out about this crush, okay? What do you do? And again, she's not batting eyes. She has her own little crush in private. Even her best friend doesn't know. And Mr. Cooper, he kind of knows, but he's being professional. He's not doing anything. What do you do? And let's say Mr. Cooper, I'm going to say Mr. Cooper's 30. And I have a reason for saying that he's 30. Hell, so Mr. Cooper's 30 and your daughter is 16. She has a silent crush on Mr. Cooper.
I'm going to give you the real honest answer because I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. See, if I find out Anna has some secret crush like that, bro, I'm going to sit her ass down and tell her. I already talked to her. But I'm going to be like, look, your education is more important than trying to be crushing on some man that's way older than you and probably got more.
But again, it's a secret crush. She knows that he's too old. She knows he's too old, but she just got this. Ooh, Mr. Cooper, he's cute.
I don't give a damn if it's a secret crush, alma mater, or you got a legal whatever the hell you want to call it. No, because that secret crush can go into something else. Into like, ooh, is this my chance? Can I do this? Because that secret crush can develop into something more than that. So that's why you got to get it out of them now. Because Jesus, Solid, you making me have heart attacks, panic attacks over here. Jesus, help me.
Well, can I say something? I'm about to say something. I'm sorry. I have to say it. And y'all who are in that space, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Let's just hope that the collard green juice don't come out.
Oh God. Oh God.
I had to say it. Listen. So y'all were in that space.
Oh,
so
that's, my God. No, that's,
I had to say it. So listen, okay,
Solid,
okay.
So
moving
beats out of her. Okay.
And then Ace comes in right after I said that.
Crazy, Ace, shut I the had hell up. No, Ace, Anna!
Ace, I had to mention the stop yelling, Shorty. Go on mute.
No, I'm finna yell.
So Ace, I had the one of the scenarios that I had to bring up the collard green juice. I just had to say it. All right. So now I have to ask this then. Your daughter is now 18 or 19. Mr. Cooper is now 33. She still has this crush. She's starting to let him know that she has this crush. She's no longer a minor. And so, you know, she and Mr. Cooper are getting together. Do you have a problem with that?
Hell yeah, I still got a problem with that. That's still my baby. And he's still old enough. I don't give a damn if he's 33, 35, and she 19 and 18. Hell no. She's going to get...
Crazy says she about to get rocks off.
No, it ain't no motherfucker get her rocks off.
Oh Lord,
she better not let me.
Well, okay, 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 okay. Okay.
Anna, let me ask you.
I have
question.
To.
Come
on, I have.
Come on, let me ask
I'm
you.
Shorty,
I have to say this, and for y'all who are in this space, y'all gonna know what I'm talking about. So, okay, and crazy says she dated a 32-year-old at 19. I mean, because now it's like you're an adult. So, you know, you may not like it, but you're an adult. So, let's see, GP. Hey, GP.
Just make sure you worry about your school, okay, baby? That's all I'm just saying. Don't worry about it, Anna. Just do it.
GP?
Is my audio okay?
You are low. I can hear you, but you are low.
Man, I don't know. I changed headphones, too. I don't know if that works or not. I don't know. Ever since I did the Podbean update, my audio's been...
You know, I have learned not to update Podbean anymore, because when you do, things just get worse.
I'm learning the hard way now. Okay, then, let me try to figure this out. I'll call back.
Okay. All right. So, Shorty, one thing I can say, well, at least you don't have a male, and at least Mrs. Smith doesn't have a snake, right?
What you mean? I got four boys and I got one girl. What you mean? I gotta worry about all of this. And my son, who's after Anna, he's a charmer. So that's why I gotta watch him.
But make sure that there are no snakes in the house.
It ain't no snakes and it ain't no bunny rabbits either up in this motherfucker. Solid.
I'm sorry, but I mean, there were people who were in that space that I had, and I had to say it.
Shut up, crazy.
Bitch, okay. Get your controller.
What you mean?
Okay, Shorty. Okay.
This is not it, because you're going to make me want to strangle him. And two of them sitting right here, too. Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
I had to call Anna and tell her.
There's so much that I want to say, but I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
You stressing me, Solid. You over here stressing me. Because I got both of them right here, and I just told Anna, you better worry about yourself in school.
Hey, wait. Mute. Sorry. Oh boy, gotta tell your boys, don't, you know, that you won't, you, you know, no go, no. Oh, and crazy thing, shorty stress, but you know what, Shorty is in my space. She is in my space today. Oh Lord. Well, that's all I got, y'all. We were able to talk about the teenage girls and teenage boys and Mr. Smith and Mr. Cooper. And I was able to talk about the snake and the collard green juice. Well, I didn't talk about it. I just mentioned it. Crazy says, my teachers were all ugly for the most part.
Sorry, you stressed me out at the end. Talking about some collard green juice and some snake. Brina, stop it right now.
After all, maybe hanging with Mr. Cooper, never know.
No.
Never know. All right, y'all. I'm going, Shorty, do you have any last words besides the fact that you're stressed?
No, I'm stressed right now, Solly. You got me stressing over here. I just want to karate chop both of them in their neck right now. But I'm not gonna...
Well, I would say something else.
Say what's on your
Can
mind.
Can I say something else?
Say what's on your mind, Solly. You know you want to anyway.
You know, again, if y'all were in this space last week, instead of dealing with Mr. Cooper and Mrs. Smith, you could get something that is so loud it'll sound like a jet engine.
Oh wow. Not a jet engine.
So again, if y'all were in that space, y'all know what I'm talking about. So, all right, y'all. So Shorty, do you have any last words?
No, solid. No.
Yeah. Okay, but then I'm gonna leave y'all with Al Green. I'm still in love with you, Mr. Enigma. Thanks for coming back, but we are ending the show now. But I have another sort of controversial show tomorrow, you know. And I have some more stuff to bring up, possibly. Oh, boy. All right, y'all. Shorty, thanks for coming up on the panel. And everybody, thanks for sharing. Thanks for sharing in the chat. And here's Al Green. I'm still in love with you. Okay, guys, thank you so much for coming, and I hope to see you tomorrow. And again, Shorty, thanks for popping up on the chat with me and everyone else. Enjoy your day or evening, and I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye.